Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very grand and glorious day, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And this year, we're talking about plenty. How to be abundant in our health, in our wealth of wonderful relationship to ourselves first and everyone else. Wonderful health and wealth of right work and right manifestation that is for our highest good. And today we're actually going to be doing the energy transmission. And we're working again, as always, our forgiveness practice, aren't we? So I want to thank you for being here today, and if you're just getting on, we're going to be in a safe, comfortable space within our mind and within our body and within the place wherever you're listening to this. If you're driving, please come back on the and listen to this in the replay. The energy will be held for you anytime you listen to this. And those of you who are alive, thank you again for being here today. I was shuffling around this morning, creating and recreating this teaching, and I'm excited that we're here together, so thank you. And this is also an invite to you for your free coaching consultation, your energy upgrade, and I'm booking those for February already, and you can connect with me directly. Email me at lisa@lisagiroux, and in the subject line, just put free energy, and we'll schedule your 30-minute call, or you can call me at 719-293-4157. So here we are, yes. And how are you feeling with the end of the retrograde? I'm always amazed. I always feel so awake and aware during the retrograde. Those last 21 days for me were amazing. Of course, I chose not to begin anything new and didn't really have to do a lot of communication other than with you all, and I was thinking that was going well. And transportation-wise, we were doing all right here, thankfully so. It was certainly kind of a mess at the end of the retrograde with that big snowstorm that came through on the East Coast. So we're just wishing everyone well from here today as we're transmitting love and light for the benefit of our healing hearts and for the benefit of all as we stand now and create a new way of being on the planet. So take a breath. Just kind of surrender. I'm so grateful that I'm feeling better today. I had a little power outage, I'm noticing, with my energy moving forward. Periodically, I come to a place of just absolute stillness. The inability to be effective, and yesterday was that day, and so I was very grateful to be able to just go within, restore, reconnect, realign, redesign, and went to bed early, got up this morning feeling phenomenal as we kickstart today our reconnection practice to the release. Oh boy, how many of us are trapped by our past? You know, for myself, and you've heard me tell this, my sad tale, over and over again, and I like to tell it from the perspective of the wise crone that I'm choosing to become, but, you know, we carry a lot of guilt and shame. It's what we do in this culture, kind of what we're taught. And as we come to our awakening, as we come to our enlightened that connection that we're choosing to make with the enlightened one, that is ourself, our higher self, through our energy work, through our meditative practice, through our daily stillness, those points of stillness that we choose every day, we come along our windy path, and you know, once again, we come face to face with something from the past. And so often we just can't let it go. Oh, and it really is embedded. And we're just going to talk about this lifetime today, but in the work that I do with my inner realm clients, you know, we do see where some of this comes from, comes into the earth for the purpose of healing that from possibly other incarnations, other lifetimes. We, as women, we carry the grief of the planet, and we feel it. We feel it. And we must feel it in order to heal it. But so often we get stuck in others' version of who we are, and we forget. We forget that that perspective is just one person's perception. And when we buy into another's perception for ourselves, we're living in really in a disastrous state of mind. The state of mind becomes the state of the body. The state of the body becomes the state of our perception, our reality, quote-unquote reality, what we see, what we receive on a day-to-day basis. So the work that we do together as we continue to heal this, because we never get there, right? We never get to true enlightenment. We have moments and glimmers that, you know, it's like that one good golf shot. I think I only had one good golf shot. And that one good golf shot keeps you coming back to the tee, doesn't it? And that you were just aligned and in just perfect alignment, and you just felt the force was with you as you made contact with that ball, and that ball went exactly where you intended for it to go. So we are like that. We are like that in our alignment. The reason why we practice, and you all know that I have an aversion to that word, is because we get that one infinitesimal moment where we are dancing in the light, as Shirley MacLaine described before. Being here now, as Ram Dass described it, that just absolute moment. And usually what happens is we get so excited, like, oh my gosh, was that it? The conscious mind comes back, you know. The subconscious is doing its own thing, unloading, and the conscious mind goes, yay, woohoo, and we do little mini celebrations, and then we get back to breath, back to foundation. That foundation of breath, being, aligning, allowing, and asking new questions. I wonder how amazing today will be. So that's where we're at today, and I'm so grateful that you're here. And let me get back to my desk, because you know I'm always wandering while we're doing this work. And I'm not sure if you had a chance to get your glass of water and your candle, because we're going to supercharge our water so that the rest of today we're going to be taking in this frequency, this high vibration of our supercharged water. And we light the candle to represent the mysterious as we move from mystery toward mastery, loving ourselves all along the way, and moving into the ability to quickly manage the inner landscape when we feel the gripping and the clenching of the past. We all have it. Whether or not we're aware of it is the question. So let us begin here and we ring the angel bell to use sound to clear the field in a beautiful way. And we begin to get very centered and begin to look within as we follow our breath. I light this candle to set the place and the space that this be a blessing, this teaching, that this allows me to move into my higher frequency, my higher self, so that I receive this and transmit this teaching and allow it to be a benefit for all who hear, for all who don't hear, as we send out from our space, our inner space, the love and the light that is coming your way. Receive that. Following the breath, imagine it coming in from the cosmos, in through the chakra system, as we're working with the 12th chakra, moving down to the 11th chakra. We're gathering the wisdom, the 10th chakra. We're gathering our team of ethereal beings of love and light for the benefit of peace of mind and well-being. Moving to the 9th chakra, higher realms of awareness. We're getting a glimmer of those, the 8th chakra, where all of our dreams and desires are waiting for us to recognize them, align to them, allow them in. The 7th chakra, we begin to think in a new manner. I wonder how well I can feel at this moment in time. Breathing deeply, receive this in, illuminate your mind, seeing your beautiful brain as operating well, fully hydrated. Both the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere connecting through the corpus callosum and allowing our perspective to enlighten up, to receive these thoughts of higher realms of awareness joyfully, graciously and gratefully as we move down the energetic channel past that third eye and imagine that healing color of purple as we now see and allow it to be aligned to it and allow it to be open. Just imagine a new perspective for yourself as everything you see through the third eye is bathed in that healing color of purple. It is the highest color of Reiki. And this is where all of our divine loving beings are waiting for our attention. We see our guides, our guardian angels, the animal totem. And we're working today with the ascended Lady Master Nada. And we welcome all the ascended masters, Master Sui, to come into our ethereal realm, our new realm of awareness, moving down the scale, down the energy field, into that place and that space that is the throat chakra. Imagine the cool color of blue as we align to the higher realms of awareness, the mysterious, the unknown. The throat chakra is that place of this bridge between that which is mysterious and unknown, that which is known, and maybe known very well. And we want to allow our communication to expand from the throat chakra. We create with words, and we're managing our language in a new way. I wonder how wonderful it is going to be. I wonder how wonderful it is now. allow the bridge to be clean and clear to recreate something better for ourselves, for others, through this work that we're doing together. And now we're allowing the energy to move down into our heart space. Just thump that place where the thymus is. This is the seat of our immunity. It is the seat of our spirituality. And we're just commanding that it awaken. And as we command that it awaken, we breathe in the healing color of green into our heart. Run that through the energetic channel, and now we breathe out the healing color of pink to the east and the west and the north and the south and above and below and center and in. We receive that loving transmission, and I say thank you, thank you, thank you. We choose to love ourselves here just as we are now in present time consciousness, the only moment of power in this eternal, in this life is this moment now. And as we continue to move down the scale, the frequency, the channel, the golden channel, into that place that is our will center, the color is yellow. And this is where we take in our spiritual food, receiving that now. Nourish ourselves with spiritual food, higher elements of wisdom. Where we receive physical food, may we take this in, assimilate and use that which is beneficial, eliminate and release that which is no longer needed. What I really, really want now that is aligned with Source is on its way for me, and I'm truly grateful. Thank you. And now imagine that channel just expanding downward into the sacral chakra. The color is orange, breathing into that space and that place. We now stand as women and together commanding to heal our heart and asking that all women stand and now heal their hearts and teach peace to their sons. Allow that to vibrate. This is our creative center, how we align and design our world. It's our get up and go. And this is where our adrenals lay. This is the place of our kidneys. This is our female organs, our sexual beingness, our potency. And if there were any place within you that needs that healing, take that in now. Multiply it by two. Run it through your channel as we drop down to the root chakra. The color is red. It is the seat of home and family, tribe, career, safety and security in the world, money. And we're just aligning to that. It is our structure, our beautiful, healthy, powerful body. And just let that powerful color of the red, the groundedness, begin to permeate throughout your being. As we cleanse the physical body, we're now going to send this energy down to the core of Mother Earth, releasing, releasing, releasing with each exhalation. Letting go, letting go, letting go. And begin to dwell here within this inner realm of the Earth Mother. As we put our hands upon our glass of water, we're now just asking that this water be a catalyst for shift, for change, for clearing out, for surrendering, releasing, and letting go all of the challenges that our soul has accumulated up to this point so that we can get on with the business of healing. And as we take a sip of this healing water, we're going to allow the channel to continue to be open right now in a very safe manner as we just pour out all the gunk down to the core of Mother Earth, where we see ourselves sitting in an ethereal circle and with all of the wise beings as we speak now about this frequency of healing. of my past won't let me go, or how to maneuver when we perceive that our past won't let us go. So when I wrote this today, the question came out, who won't let my past go? And as always, it becomes a very powerful healing when we come to that realization and make the decision to assume full responsibility for everything that occurred up to this moment in time and release that. It is our decision to forgive, to pardon, to allow others who may have wounded us, other people, other experiences, the situations, maybe our own bodies, for that quote-unquote betrayal. Now let's just hold that for a minute. And let's just see where within our body that's vibrating, and we'll just take that energy through your breath and just breathe into that place where in your tummy maybe you're feeling it. Maybe it's your low back. Maybe you had a flash of pain in your mind thinking about the potency that I am responsible and I want to respond with ability so that I can move forward, so that I can unchain myself from my past. And where in your body are you feeling that? And just breathe into that space. All the love, all the light, and imagine how it will feel to let that go. And to amass the courage, choose to let that go now. So let's do the energy work on this. Let's come up the channel, back into our body, and engage that powerful pelvic point, tongue to tooth, closing the channel, squeeze the entire physical body, squeeze up the channel, and let's send that out, all the way up and out the channel into the cosmos. So let that go. Transmuted, because we ran it through our heart. Anything we run through our heart is automatically healed. And we just let that go. Now let's do it again. Let's breathe all the way up from the depths of the earth into the palms of our feet, strengthening our inner body, bringing it up, squeezing the inner body. Entire body, and out the top of our head. Whew, let that go. And I can feel we need one more, so let's just gather up all that gunk that has been transmuted, that was down in the, that we poured off down to the core of Mother Earth. She healed it for us. We're now going to bring it back up, and it becomes the grist for our mill. It becomes the fodder for our creativeness. It becomes the healing aspect for moving forward as we bring it back through. All the way up, squeeze into the heart, loving it to the light, and let that go. Powerful healing. So some of us are still stuck in, yeah, but he, or yeah, but she, or yeah, but they. That becomes a perspective of the immature soul. And we want to become a mature soul. And that starts with this forgiveness practice, this loving light practice. Now I'm encouraging you, as we move forward, as we wind down today, I want you to journal out the poison today. Now, there's a couple of different ways that I share for people to do this. I'm a big doodler, a drawer, a scribbler, and sometimes you just got to get like your black crayon and just, right? Just, I can't believe it. And we want to move into that perspective of, I can't believe I'm still lugging this around. I can't believe that I've not trained myself, allowed myself to free myself, liberation, freedom, through forgiving the past and letting the past go. Are you willing now? So journal out the poison. You can write that horribleness, the hatred, the putridness. If it comes to you in words, if it comes to you in thought, then do that. Do it with both hands, left and right, dominant and non-dominant, because we're getting both the right and left hemispheres involved here. So if it's something that needs to be written out, then you write that letter. You, I can't believe you did, blah, blah, blah. List it, look at it, see where you were wounded. Allow yourself once and for all to witness that wounding. And then the ritual, the ceremonial, burning it off. Those of you who have been in workshop with me, we use the copper kettle to let that go, or the wood stove if you don't have that available. A shredder works great, or go out in nature, burn that, bury that once and for all. But then we must heal the vacancy, right? Because we're like a little rubber band. It's like tight, 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 tight. Oh, I'm going to let that go. Phew, freedom. And then we begin to go tight, tight, tight with our repetitive negative thoughts. So once and for all, you're releasing this. You're willing to release this once and for all. That grip that you're perceiving your past has on you. I'm choosing, I'm deciding to release this, to forgive this, to pardon this, to let this go. If we don't, remember, it's like us drinking the poison and expecting someone else to die. So stop drinking the poison. Stop now. This is the only point of power, this moment in time. And now this moment. And now this moment. And this moment. So whatever doubt or resistance you're feeling right now, breathe into that. Engage the entire physical being. Do that. Engage that powerful pelvic point. Heal, heal, heal that root chakra. And the way that we do that is to, of course, go back down into the core of the earth where we're perceiving that we're all meeting here. This circle that I've created for us is always there. It's always open for you to receive. And stamp your feet. Stamp your feet. Ah! Sound it out. Let it go. And then, of course, practice the Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive. Thank you. As we wind this down, you're saying that mantra to yourself, for yourself, as you're witnessing these events from the past coming up over and over again. So those are three little energy tweaks. I hope you will receive those today. And as we release this energy, take time to journal. Write it out. Go to your bed. Beat on the bed. Ah, let that out. Come back with the healing power of laughter and move into your truth and your power now. I am Lisa Giroux, wishing you well from here. Namaste.